This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley, and normally this is the time where I say, and our co-host is... Well, there's a couple of new things about Faith in Action that you should know. First of all, the music that you heard coming into our program today is different. It's a different open, and there'll be a different close at the end of our program. And this is where I normally introduce MJ Crowder. But as many of you may or may not know, MJ has... We hate to say retired because that kind of indicates an age thing, and some people are a little sensitive about that. And she is not. She is not at retirement age. She retired from Catholic Radio so that she could go on with St. Vincent de Paul at her home parish of St. Simon here in the Indianapolis area. So, MJ, best of luck to all that you're doing. If you see her... Don't tell her he said anything at all about retirement because of the, you know what. Anyhow, our brand new guest, our brand new host is Bridget Aaron. If you're a real, real longtime Catholic Radio listener, I mean 10, 12 years ago, you might remember that Bridget hosted some programs way back then. Did a great job, and we're very fortunate to have Bridget rejoining us. And at the end of our program today, we're going to tell you a lot more about Bridget. But welcome aboard, Bridget.
Yeah, it's great to be back. It's like a voice from the past, a blast from the past. So yeah, it's really great to be back. I got a call from Jim and said, hey, would you like to get back on the air? I said, well, yeah. I always say yes to God, so here I am again.
Well, I'm not God, but...
You're close, Jim. You're good.
I don't think so, but I appreciate the yes. And I'm going to let you go ahead and jump right in and introduce our guest.
Yeah, and this is really kind of apropos since I'm kind of new back to the, you know, back to the airwaves, and it's a new year, and then we have a new priest. So my guest today is Father Michael Bauer. He is the associate pastor of Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, and he is here to tell us all about what it's like to be a priest. Welcome, Father Bauer.
Howdy doody. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you have been a seminarian for a very long time, and then you were ordained in June, right?
Yes.
This past June.
Yes, ma'am.
June 2017?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so you've been...
Along with three other men.
Okay, so you've officially been a priest for, is that 6 months?
Right about 6 months, yep.
Okay. So before we talk about, I want to talk a little bit about your transition from being a seminarian to being a priest and kind of how those different states in life are different. But before we do that, I want to talk about, you know, where you grew up. You know, did you have siblings?
Sure.
When you thought you might be a priest, that kind of thing. So you go ahead and launch.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in the great state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin, for the first 10 years of my life, and then moved here to Indiana. So my parents got divorced when I was about 8 years old, and so my brother and I moved down here to Indiana with my dad. And so living kind of in a house full of bachelors, which was a lot of fun.
Wow.
We had some good times, as you can imagine. But, yeah, so in terms of the priesthood, you know, it wasn't really anything I thought about growing up. I didn't really know very many priests, and the priests that I knew, I wasn't very close with or all that inspired by.
Okay.
For some reason, I had this idea that in order to be a priest, you had to be, like, overweight and boring and bald. And I just had all sorts of weird ideas like that. But anyway, so towards the end of high school, I had a couple really, really solid priests come to my parish, and... We had a new church that was built, and everything was just set to launch. And we had a great youth minister, and everything just kind of changed. For the first time in my life, I really started diving into my faith and became proud of it, especially with the example of the priests. You know, they were younger, they were charismatic, they were knowledgeable, they preached with authority, they were inspiring. And so for the first time in my life, I met someone who really was just a witness to the gospel. You know, there's truth in this, and this is worth giving up your entire life for. And that changed everything for me.
So I'm curious, you know, you talked to, I served as a former youth minister at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, you know, years ago, and there's a lot of great stuff going on there. And the priests that are there, they're young, they're on fire, they really, just are connecting with the youth. Where did you have this experience at? Where were you at?
Yeah, so that was at St. Alphonsus in Zionsville.
Okay.
Which I think I might have forgotten to mention earlier. And so the priests who came to my parish were Father Dennis O'Keefe and Father Brian Dorr. Father Brian Dorr was the vocation director. We had a fraternity called the Knights of the Holy Temple that was started at our parish, which made a huge difference as well.
I think they're just now starting that at St. Louis de Montfort Parish.
That's right. Yeah, I heard that. They've just actually been going for a while, I think for about 6 months.
Okay, because they
served at Father Cody Owens' first Mass there.
All right, because they had a little appeal for young men to join the club, so to speak, just this past weekend.
Yeah, it's a great thing. You know, we have in our diocese, the last 2 years, five of our six priests who've been ordained were in the Knights of the Holy Temple. And over half of our current seminarians were in the Knights as well. So it's huge for promoting vocations. I think we have about 10 chapters in our diocese, and there's also chapters in other places as well. Like, I know a chapter just started in New Albany, Indiana.
Tell us just a little bit about that organization.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. It's a great organization. It's for boys that are in high school. Father Brian Dorr started it back in 1999.
Okay.
And so it's been huge for promoting vocations, as I just mentioned. But what exactly the group is essentially it's young guys get together. They have weekly meetings, focus on formation and leadership. They have monthly meetings as well. They do service projects at the parish. But mostly what they do is they serve Mass. And they wear cassock and surplice. They serve.
I like that.
They use incense. Altar or processional candles, and so kind of more of a traditional thing, but essentially it brings a lot of reverence to the Mass, and especially for the boys that are in it. I can speak at least for myself. Unlike ever before, it really gave me a profound respect, admiration, and reverence for the Mass, and I think that's why it's so influential on vocations as well.
Yeah, I think they have that at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is my home parish, and they do the 5:30 Mass, which is kind of like the youth Mass, and it is. It's really, I mean, sometimes it's pretty heavy on the incense, but we sit in the front, we're like, oh, you start hearing the coughing and all that, but no, it really just adds so much, and I feel like men, young men in particular, when they see other men doing, you know, stepping up and being in these leadership roles, especially, you know, with the priests in that club, it's just, it makes a profound impact on them, and it allows them to be manly, who they are within that realm, and using their gifts in that way. And it's just a really beautiful expression. I mean, I appreciate it so much when I watch, you know, not absolutely watch at Mass, but participate in Mass.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But if you're just joining us right now, I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm the new host, the co-host of Faith in Action.
Brand new host who used to be here 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah.
So new, but.
Yeah, new and old.
Not old.
And not old, but you know, former. But I'm here with my guest, Father Michael Bauer, the Associate Pastor of Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. And so just if you're just tuning in right now, you know who we're talking to. But I want to talk to you a little bit, Father Bauer, about what was it like to be a seminarian? And then how has that trend? Now you're a priest, you're newly ordained. How is that different? And maybe talk a little bit about seminarian life and now priestly life at Our Lady.
Our Lady Grace,
yes,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. So first and foremost, as a seminarian, I was able to play on the seminarian team for the priest versus seminarian basketball game.
I knew that was going to come
up. So that was
up.
The foremost of the advantages. I used to get to pretend that I could actually play basketball because I was on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's obvious that I can't play basketball, and neither can any other priest except for Father Hahn.
So you went from, you know, being on the winning seminarian team with in the Cassock Classic, which, you know, they just had the third annual Cassock Classic, to the struggling priest team on the Cassock
Absolutely.
Classic.
So. Now the good news is we also have a softball game, and everybody knows softball is an old man's game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The priests dominate that, so that's a good transition to make. But no, seminary life was really powerful for me. I was in seminary for 9 years. I went right out of high school.
Wow.
And so I kind of went all over. I spent a year in Ohio. I spent 3 years in Minnesota, a semester in Rome, 4 years down at St. Meinrad in southern Indiana, and even took some time to have a year in a parish for a whole year, and that was in Anderson, Indiana. Mm-hmm. So kind of been all over the place. But, you know, seminary for me, more than anything, it was First of all, the fraternity that I experienced with the seminarians, particularly from our diocese. You know, I think every young man really longs to be a part of something, some great brotherhood. And, man, I really felt that in seminary. And it's continued on in the priesthood as well. A good friend of mine, Father Cody Owens, I don't like to say that too much because we're kind of rivals as well. But we've had a great experience so far in the priesthood of being able to share our experiences together. And we have a group of guys that we get together with often. And it's just so amazing to know that, you know, this life that we're living, we're not living it alone. One of our favorite quotes is from a guy named Anthony Essel, and he says, "A soldier alone is no soldier at all." And so that's really one of the great blessings we have in our diocese, is we have a tremendous fraternity amongst the priests, and it's constantly rejuvenating. And all my time in seminary was growth in that. So I'd say first and foremost, that was a big blessing. And then also just the opportunity for really growing deeper in relationship with Christ. At my seminary in Minnesota, actually every single one of us, it was required that every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning we had a holy hour Eucharistic adoration. And so you can just imagine every morning at 5 o'clock, guys stumbling into the bathroom with their cup of coffee, and you know, you really get to know who guys are when you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And doing that holy hour every day again was something fraternal we did, but the opportunity to grow closer to the Lord of the universe, the master of our lives, is really, really profound. So it's a fraternity. And also just growing closer to the Lord was some of the great things from seminary life.
What a power hour. What a way to start your day. I mean, really, in that context, you know, with your brothers in Christ and you know, with the Lord, and just, you know, rocking out for the first, you know, hour of the day after you get your coffee and, you know, all that.
And sometimes there was more rocking out than others. Yeah. Sometimes there was some snoozing taking place.
No, that's you're resting in the Lord. Resting in the Lord. So now what kinds of things are you involved in, you know, at what is Father Tom.
Yeah,
I'm in
good.
Trouble. So, I mean, Father.
Well,
I'm
Father Ted's kind of my boss too. He's the vicar general.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, I had him in my mind.
Fortunately, he doesn't talk to me very often, which means I'm doing okay. So,
so what are you doing over there at?
So at Our Lady Grace, yeah, there's an awful lot going on. So we have, I mean, first of all, it's a pretty big parish. I think it's maybe like the fourth or fifth biggest in our diocese terms of parishioner
it
count.
It is pretty big.
We have a school there with over 400 kids registered, so there's a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. We have a Hispanic ministry that is growing immensely right now. And really for the last decade, they've had an extremely strong youth program amongst the high schoolers and the middle schoolers. And so those are essentially between the youth, the school, and the Hispanic ministry. Those are kind of my three areas of focus.
Is speaking Spanish a requirement now, or something that's taught in the seminary now?
No, it's not a requirement. It's definitely encouraged.
Yeah.
But no, and particularly in our diocese, it's not. There are some dioceses which it really is a requirement for you to speak Spanish, but it's not the case in ours. But we have a good number of priests and a good number of seminarians.
So how do you, at Our Lady of Grace, who does the Spanish services?
So Father Tom and I actually alternate, which really says a lot about him, because, you know, I had the opportunity to, I lived in Anderson for a year, lived with a priest, Father Mark Walter. We would only speak Spanish in the rectory to practice.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And then
awesome.
I had the opportunity to go to Guatemala and study Spanish for a summer. And poor Father Tom, you know, I think he got to do like a 4-week immersion or something like that. So, you know, it really says something about his character. He's really put a lot of effort into learning the language and working with the Hispanics. And it's really impressive, the team that's formed there and all that they're able to do.
All right, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy. An interview with Brother Trenton Rout and how Catholic radio influenced his vocation.
I was not struck by lightning and knocked off my horse. I had a lot of time driving in the car listening to the radio, and I just got to a point where I would prefer to listen to something that would be intellectually stimulating. At the same time, I was learning about the faith, having that accessible, particularly the apologetics.
Catholic Radio, Building faith, building vocations.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Welcome back. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm here with my co-host Jim Ganley and our guest Father Michael Bauer, who's the associate pastor of Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, and we're
not to be confused with Father Phil Bowers.
Oh, okay. that's an important clarification.
He is old and he is retired.
and he'd probably tell people you were his son. No, he wouldn't.
No, probably not.
That's so funny.
He tells people that I come from the poor Bauer family who couldn't afford the S at the end of our name. So.
Oh, that's hilarious. So. Tell our viewers a little bit about you're a new priest. What do you enjoy most about being a priest?
Yeah, absolutely.
In doing parish life.
Yeah, well, I think definitely something that really all new priests share is the joy of celebrating the Mass and of being able to hear confessions. So I think just in general, most guys really enjoy that. I'd say for me personally, though, you know, I'd say a couple of things. First of all, I mentioned before when I was talking about my vocation story a little bit, you know, one thing that really impacted me was the priests who came to my parish, and especially the power of their preaching. And mm-hmm. So all through seminary, that's really what I've looked forward to, is the opportunity to preach and to give homilies. As people from Our Lady Grace know, I like to make a lot of jokes about Father Tom and mm-hmm. about his former career as a salsa dancer,
yeah.
which I made up. But
fake news, right?
Yeah, fake news. So, you know, we get to have a lot of fun with that. But more than anything, you know, there's just nothing like having someone come up to you after Mass and saying, you know, you really impacted me with what you said. Or, you know, I've struggled with that for so long, and what you said today really helped me to understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also just, you know, sometimes, a lot of times when people come to me in confession or in spiritual direction, they'll ask me about prayer, you know, what's it like to pray? And, you know, I always kind of tell them the same thing, you know, prayer is kind of this mystery, you know, it's not as if you're talking to, you know, it's not as if I'm talking to Bridget Ayer and hearing a voice speaking to me clearly, but there's times where you just feel God working through you or communicating something to you. And I especially experience that in preaching. There's just those times where you have this experience and you just know that the Holy Spirit is working through you. And it's so hard to describe, but I think all of us have had experiences like that where we've been in the right place at the right time, or
yeah.
just found the right words to say, and you just know, wow, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I really,
that's the story of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't come up with that, you know, that's yeah. too good. I'm taking credit for it though.
Now I do need to practice though. So Bridget, you said you have the spiritual gift of having the holy mouth. I think I need to start praying for that gift.
Well, I don't know.
The mouthpiece, apparently.
Yeah, my spiritual director said, you know, Bridget, you're the, when you talk about the members of the body of Christ, you're the mouth. And I did take that in the right spiritual charity vein, you know. I knew what he was saying, so, but, you know.
What's been your biggest surprise? I'm sure as you went through the seminary, you had a vision of, boy, when I get out there in the parish, it's going to be like this and probably some of it was, but some of it wasn't. What's the biggest surprise that you've had?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great question, Jim.
You know, after being in seminary for so long, and then I had the pastoral year as well, mm-hmm. I had a decent sense for what parish life is like. The one thing that, it's hard to say that it's a surprise because I knew that it was coming, mm-hmm. but definitely the hardest thing for me to adjust to is, man, all the paperwork you got to do as a priest.
Wow.
The different couples who are coming in for marriage, for example. I mean, the marriage packets and all that. And Father Tom has been so good at answering my questions and being really patient, even when asking the same question over and over. But yeah, so that's probably been the toughest adjustment. But yeah.
Well, it seems like nothing is easy these days, and everything requires a lot of paperwork. So I'm sure that would be a surprise. I mean, you're learning all about God and theology and parish life and this and that, and paperwork too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We had a little break earlier, and I was talking to, you know, Father Bauer about just how awesome it is, you know, for me as a person to see young priests that are just really on fire for God, and you're just such an inspiration to me, and I just think that's really It's so neat to see the springtime of the church. I mean, are you experiencing that from your perspective, you know, as you look at the laity?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if I understand your question correctly, I mean, I was actually just talking with some people last night. We do a Bible study. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Sunday readings, and you know, one of the readings was talking about prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded of the prophet Isaiah. You know, God promises that none of his words would return to him empty.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, it can definitely feel like that sometimes in seminary and even in the priesthood. You know, Father Dory used to always joke around that he felt like Obi-Wan Kenobi following some ancient religion that nobody knows about anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing. For example, one of the things I've been praying about a lot as a priest is really praying for more vocations, especially from Our Lady of Grace. And just in the last couple of weeks, I've had 5 or 6 young people come up and start asking me about discernment. And it's just been really... It's neat to see that God is constantly renewing his church. So absolutely.
And so his word is not returning void, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Father Bauer, for being our guest. And could you give us a blessing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Yes.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, we told you there's going to be several new things about this particular Faith in Action program. One was the little introduction to the program, and the other, another is the close that you'll be hearing momentarily. But the big news we want to share with you is our brand new co-hostess here, Bridget Ayer. And Bridget did a great job.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun talking to Father Bauer, and so we appreciate you doing that. But for the sake of our listeners, tell us a little bit about you. You've had a lot of contact with the media, a little bit where you live, family, that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Fort Wayne and did Catholic schools and all that. I now live in Carmel, Indiana, go to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I'm married. My husband, Tom, is awesome, and I've been married for 18 years. I have 3 children, Mary, Joseph, and Bridget Grace, and 2 big lab rescues. So they keep me busy, all of them.
And you're no stranger at all to the media. Sometimes we get people that come up with an idea for a program on Catholic radio, and it kind of boils down to, gee, it's a great idea, but they're not comfortable doing it. And they want to find somebody that's got some media experience and things, but you've got a lot of media experience.
Well, you know, God is good. And after A Christ Renews, I said, God, you know, let me use my gifts in media to glorify you and the church. And it just all kind of just took off from there. So yeah, radio, TV, and print journalism, I've done it all. And God is good. And I just use all that for... You know what we're doing here.
And people may have seen you on local television at one time.
Yeah, I did Channel 8 for about 13 years, a television show called Religion in the News, and I was the token Catholic. I did a Catholic interview segment, so that was great.
And you've also done media work with some rather prominent politicians.
Yeah, I worked for Senator Lugar for a while and was an intern for him. And then I also worked at the state legislature for about 5-6 years and did media work for them, served as a press secretary, so did television, radio, print for them, got them prepared to do what I'm doing right now. So it's kind of a flip of the turn of the tables there.
And are still active. People will still see your name at least from time to time in the Catholic moment.
Sure. I work as a State House correspondent for the Indiana Catholic Conference, so my news articles are around the state. In all 5 Catholic papers. And then I do work as a correspondent just for the Catholic Moment covering the Carmel area. So I'll do, you know, local stuff there.
And Bridget is very versatile. Sometimes when you think of media, you think of like a prima donna who, you know, has to have a photographer along and a director along and a producer along, but you kind of get it done with kind of a one-person band.
Yeah. I do photography. I'm into videography. I'm doing blogging now. I mean, you know, it's great. You know, it's all fun. I love the creative aspect, but I really like the hard news too. Okay. Straight news. I don't do any fake news. not lately anyway.
And tell us a little bit about the blog and website that you have.
Oh, sure. the blog is called www.allaboutthegrace.com because really it's all about the grace. And so I talk about faith, media, and culture. And I put a lot of articles on there that I've either written through the Catholic Moment or some other venue, or just personal reflection. So it's really just faith forming and another way to use new media to really evangelize. So that's kind of what I'm all about.
And do you have quite a following on that?
I have a lot of them. It's not really subscription-based. It's more hits. So I probably have, 100 a week, which is pretty good because I don't really do that much promotion, but I do a little bit of media marketing on that.
And you're into some things that are still a mystery to a lot of us here at Catholic Radio. We have Kent Blanford on our staff, who has really updated our Facebook presence a whole bunch. We had very modest Facebook presence before then, but you're into Twitter and some other things too.
Yeah, I'm totally into new media. In fact, I'm working on a book on new media and evangelization, and so I've really delved into a lot of that. And then I've done it personally pretty intently for about 2 years, so to really learn the medium, you really have to use it. So that's using it for personal, but also to train myself to teach others how to evangelize using it. So
and what are you thinking about the new book? When might that be out, and who's going to be the reader for that book?
Well, it's my goal is to have it published by next before 2019, and then I like to go out and speak about it. But the audience would be anybody who wants to use social media and that's Catholic and wants to evangelize. So really it's going to give, it could be parishes, it could be individuals, it could be a Bible study group. I'll have like questions at the end. I mean, that's kind of my plan. We'll see. God's got me doing all sorts of stuff. So I've got to have time to write that too, right? That's in my spare time.
Okay. Give us your blog and website one more time there.
Sure. It's called allaboutthegrace.com, www.allaboutthegrace.com, spelled out. And you can check me out there.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Bridget. Welcome aboard. This is her very first program for 10 or 12 years. We were trying to figure out long, long time ago. Bridget was one of the original hosts of Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. And then, of course, MJ was with us for a while, and MJ has moved on now. And we're so excited to have Bridget back with us. So welcome aboard, Bridget, and thank you.
Great to be back.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.